Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you join the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God? And I want to thank all of you out there, Radio Land, and those that are here that have joined us in telling at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too. Thank you so much. And to underscore that, hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to do something special.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I want you to get out of your seats and go around and tell somebody that you love them with the love of the Lord. And give them at least a fist bump. Hallelujah. Come on now. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon you.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what? I was waiting for somebody to say, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of Christ. For Jesus,
Jesus is Lord.
So I don't have to give that one to myself. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you.
Amen.
And right now,
thank you,
before
thank
we go any further,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to do something special.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to pray for others. You see,
hallelujah.
Somebody prayed for
yes,
us.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
They had us on their mind.
Yes.
Now, a lot of churches, sometimes they will say this to the end. But somebody needs to be blessed right now. Is that right?
Yes.
Somebody needs divine intervention
yes.
right now.
Yes.
Somebody needs a life, a faith extender, a life buoy,
yes.
or whatever you want to call it. Somebody needs help right now.
Thank
Is that right?
Amen.
So we're going to pray right now for others.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as I play the song, the prayer, in the background, you can begin to name names. Just call them out loud. Call them out loud. Because that's
yes.
when we know you mean it. Because if you don't call them out loud, you know, yeah, I said it in my mind, we don't read minds today. Maybe Friday, I don't know. But today, we're dealing with call them out loud.
Oh, yeah.
Because they need help right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put that to the shake it up. As I play the selection of prayer in the background, begin to articulate, verbalize. Amen. You can do that too at home. Hallelujah. Those that are listening on the radio, wherever you are, begin to name your friends, your family, people that you run into at the market or wherever. Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah, glory to God. Elder T. D. Hallelujah, glory to God. Deacon AJ and her niece,
hallelujah.
My entire family, oh God. One by one and name by name, O God. Minister Linda and Sterling and Reggie and David and Barry and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca, all the grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Again, Elder T.B. Stevenson and her entire family, O God. Justin, hallelujah, and Dominique and all the grandchildren, O God. Again, Cynthia and the entire family, oh God. What are they about talking? Deacon AJ and the entire family, and all the siblings and uncles and aunts, and cousins, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nikki and Danielle and Daniel and Pam and Chris and Keith and Tiny and Earl and Javon and Kimberly. Angie Harris and Mother Delores has Yvette and Rosalind and Ronald, their entire family, oh God. Bless them both shaking both hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Malachi. Hallelujah. Jonathan, hallelujah. And Xavier, oh God, what is your bubble? Thank you. Hallelujah. Joel, hallelujah. His wife of God. Hallelujah. Another Joel, oh God. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Another Reggie, oh God. Another Reggie, oh God, money to the book. We bless your name, oh God. Money to the book. We praise your name, oh God. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name today. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but your Holy Spirit doesn't make sin accessible for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Yes, it will take it. But he didn't ever say, they will go for checking. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. Your prayer just prays. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your supernatural divine intervention and manifestation of your glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, here's God. Jesus is
God. Oh, bless me, God. For who could come at no
time?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I need somebody to help me. Deacon AJ,
yes.
Can you take one of those envelopes off the board and hand it to Pastor Peaches for a second?
Glory, glory.
See, we have a Potter's House challenge.
Hallelujah.
And the challenge for the next 2 weeks, or next 3 weeks, I don't know how long it's going to be, but tell these numbers. We got two envelopes up there, right?
Right.
Okay, what's in the envelope?
$50 bill.
Woo! Now, we're going to give that to somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, how you can get that? I don't care if you're a visitor, you just came into town on a vacation, you come here and you give us what we're asking for, Hallelujah. One of them envelopes is yours.
Hallelujah.
And this is what we're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
You can select the Old Testament or New Testament.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is what you do. See, there are five subdivisions in the Old Testament.
Yes.
There are five subdivisions in the New Testament.
Yes.
A lot of folks don't even know that. Mm-hmm. All they know is the Old Testament, New Testament. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. If you give me the five subdivisions of the Old Testament in order, once you give it, for instance, Old Testament, books of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
It's five of them.
Mm-hmm.
Books of history. There are 12 of them. Joshua, Judges, Ruth. 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. 1 Kings, 2 Kings. 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. Hallelujah. Like I said, there are 12 of them. Then books of poetry. There are five of them. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. And then, hallelujah, the major prophets. There are five of them. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel. And then the minor prophets.
Yes.
There are 12 of them. Glory to God. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah,
yes.
Malachi.
Okay.
Now, if you do that, like that,
uh-huh.
You go get an envelope off the board.
All right.
Usher to give it to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, you say, well, you know, I'm not too familiar with the Old Testament. Let me do the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
So you go to the New Testament. There are five subdivisions in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Gospels. There's four of those.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That's right. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Most of us know that.
Hallelujah.
Book of history.
Praise God.
One of those. That's Acts.
Uh-huh.
Then you have the Pauline epistles.
Uh-huh.
There are 14 of those.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You start off a Romans, and then 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Glory to God. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews.
Woo!
And then you go to the general epistles. There are 7 of those. You go to James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, 7 of those. And then you go to the book of history, excuse me, the book of prophecy. See, I would have been out. Oh, man, I just did it. The book of prophecy, that's Revelations. And that's how you get one of those envelopes.
Amen.
It can be done.
Amen. Okay.
Now, I just showed you that can be done. You say, well, my memory's not good. Look at this. Hallelujah. Proverbs 10. Verse 7. What does it say, somebody?
The memory of the just is blessed.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, sis. I need to ask another question now. Okay. Oh, you can take it that day. I think I'm going to get that envelope back and put it back over the wall. Somebody might want us to forget that they had it. Your church came up with that kind of love. What's our battle cry?
I'm strong in the Lord and all that glory.
Pastor Peter, see, y'all, we on the call. Y'all got to pay attention up in here because you know how we operate.
That's the battle cry, hallelujah.
That's the battle cry, y'all.
That's the battle cry, yeah.
I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might, for Jesus is the Lord.
Hallelujah!
And let me ask you a question. Our biblical foundation is found in what scripture?
Jeremiah 18:1-6.
Pastor Peter. Every in the morning. Jesus. Lord, let me go on this side. Y'all over here.
Show
a
favoritism in the family.
Y'all come out and say stuff. Come on now.
See,
y'all on radio ain't going to understand. This is not a show. We come prepared to work.
Amen.
Who brought the covers in the notebook with them?
Sister Kizzy did.
Come on up here, Sister Kizzy.
Sleep up in here, is it?
Amen. No. Be awake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You might miss your blessing.
That's right.
I'll tell you, I almost lost. Can I tell y'all something?
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell y'all the truth.
Hallelujah.
I was touring with somebody who said, when I said, how y'all doing? Somebody who said, I'm strong in the Lord about powers of my might. I said, take one of those envelopes off the wall.
Woo!
I started to do that today.
Oh my goodness.
But nobody said it.
Woo!
But me. So the photograph up on the wall. Y'all gonna miss your blessing if you don't pay attention.
Amen.
I know there's somebody out there regular. So I'm so poor, I can't even pay attention.
Amen.
You better pay attention up in here.
Amen.
So God wants to bless you.
Amen.
God wants to bless you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And on that note,
thank you.
I want y'all to stop dealing with what they call it, false humility. You have been praying for God, Lord. I need a breakthrough. I need a financial blessing. And somebody trying to give you money. Oh, that's all right. Man, you know you ain't got no food in the refrigerator. You know you only got 1 gallon of gas in your tank and no money in the bank. And you trying to now see what you say, y'all.
Hallelujah.
What you say, thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's all you got to say. No conversation.
Amen.
Just say, I thank you, I receive it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I learned that the hard way.
Yes.
You want? I got to let you know how I learned that. When I was younger, I had a car. Very few of the young people had a car. I had a car. I would take everybody home. And people would want to, Brother Bird. I said, no, sorry. Thank you so much. And I kept doing that for a long while. Uh-huh. To one day, after taking a whole bunch of folk home,
uh-huh.
I was on my way home. And I was maybe about 10 or 15 blocks away from home. And you know what happened to me, don't you?
Ran out of gas.
That's false humility.
Uh-huh.
You ask God for a blessing, receive your blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name. Is that all right?
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Look, I y'all have to pray for Brother Bird because, what did you say this morning? Or somebody said this morning in prayer that you could teach them how to listen and not she's been trying to do that for almost 27 years. Praise God.
Oh,
but anyway,
God bless you.
But I thank God for Pastor Pete.
She
is my friend,
my
sweetheart, my honey bun. I couldn't make it without her.
Hallelujah.
Watch out, God. I'll tell you, glory to God. I'm going to tell you something.
Hallelujah.
See, when you know you're hooked up with the right person if they bring greatness out of you.
Hallelujah.
I was hooked up with some folks, and when I met them, I was making about $20,000 a year. That was in the 60s.
Okay.
When they finished with me, I was on welfare. See, the people you hang around, that's a life or death to you, Lord. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oh, all my business. But when I met this woman, unpublished 2 books, got another one almost ready to go.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People all over the country know about Earl Burns. People all over the world know about us.
Wouldn't have
done that without this great woman.
Oh, bless the Lord.
So at this time, that's the pastor's corner for today. Let's move on. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. At this time, we have Pastor's Corner. The next voice you will hear will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, warrior of the word, fire in the altar, none other than Pastor
Petersburg.
God bless you. Give God a great hand for this wonderful woman.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, oh, bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Saints of God. Hallelujah. Who would serve a God like this? I have seen the mighty hand of God. I've seen him do some great and wonderful things just in the last 2 days. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, and when you see the hand of God, you have to stay humble. You know, you can't get puffed up and like, you know, and you have to know that it was God.
Yes. All by himself.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes. It is God that connects the dots. Oh, my God. You know, sometimes we wait and we wonder, like, Lord, when is it going to come? When is breakthrough going to come?
Thank
when
you,
is
Lord.
My change going to come? God, you know, oh, that's it. Yet will I trust him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yet will I trust him.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 139:1 says, I will praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Sometimes we say, Lord, and but you know what? A delay is not a denial.
Come on now.
A delay is not a denial. Lord God, sometimes we say, Lord, like, I see everybody else, one of my daughters, Lord, I see all my other friends getting husbands and I know what their life like. You bless them with these good men and this and that. What, like, what's going on? And sometimes things got, it will look like we have been passed over. It may look like we've been forgotten. But we haven't. We haven't been forgotten. Hallelujah. Exodus 14:13 says, stand still and see the salvation of God. Hallelujah. You know what? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are my ways your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts be your thoughts. Hallelujah. And in our mind, we have a thought like, okay, God, you know what I needed you to do? I needed to do it in yesterday. The sheriff knocked at the door for an eviction. Lord, I needed such and such. The children's stomachs are growling, Lord, because no food in the refrigerator. Lord, I need such and such because the lights are going to get turned off. Lord, I need this and this and this. It seems like you're just on an island all by yourself. But God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And sometimes, thanks to God, all we have to do or all we're going to be left with is to rely on the word of God.
Yes.
No matter what goes on around us, it may seem like we're standing by ourselves. But we know the word of God can't change. The word of God will never, if he say he will never leave you nor forsake you, and before one jot or tittle is changed, his world will pass away. Before his word changes, the world will pass away. And it's something you can take to the bank. It's something you can take to the bank. So therefore, you just have to put it in your heart. And no matter what you see, no matter what you feel, no matter what you hear, Lord, I am going to trust you. I don't care how long it takes, whatever. There's some young ladies I know that's been standing, believing God for a home. And they had to put out application fees.
Yes.
And then after they put out the application fees, they've been denied for the house. So denied for the apartment.
Yes.
And it's like, I can't keep putting this out. I can't keep doing this. Like, because it's just wasted money. But you know what? We have to stand on the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No matter what it seems like, if God God's going to allow you to come across a landlord that's going to say, oh, I approve that application.
Yeah.
And one young lady called me this morning. She said, I've been approved for the house.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus. She said, I've been approved. I said, thank you, Lord. And sometimes it may seem like we've been all forgotten. It may seem like, Lord, my boxes are packed. Lord, where am I going to go? Lord, my boss should get ready to run out. What's going on? You know? Hallelujah. I believe. I remember when I was believing God for home. And in my bedroom, I had about 20 Rubbermaid totes against the wall.
That's right.
I had... When the wagon train was going to say, roll them out, I was going to be ready.
Yeah.
I believe in God.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I'm going to be ready.
Yeah.
When the house comes through, I ain't going to have to pack a whole lot of stuff.
That's right.
I ain't going to pack a whole lot of stuff knowing I'm already ready. But in my mind, I was showing God that I had the faith of what he was going to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe that's what we had to do. We have to show God, Lord, I trust you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm asking you for. So therefore, I'm going to act like I know.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I'm going to pack my stuff, and Lord God, and I'm going to write down a list of how I want every room in the house to look like.
Yeah.
I want a red and black, I want red my kitchen to be red and chrome. So therefore, I'm going to the store, and I'm going to buy red appliances, trim and chrome. So therefore, when I get to the new place, I'm just the only thing I have to do is put them in place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that when you show God that you have the faith, hallelujah, he just strengthens you even more.
Yeah.
He just strengthens you even more. And he says, oh, I got to come through for my daughter.
Yeah.
I just got to come through. Hallelujah. And then sometimes God may bless you with a word through somebody, and somebody will come to you. Somebody, you had no idea God even dropped a word in their spirit to bring to you. And then say, you know what? There's something you believe in God for. God told me to tell you, you're going to receive the thing. It's just a couple days away. Hallelujah. God knows what we need. Something to hold on to. Just something to hold on to. Because sometimes he knows when our knees shaking or when we're getting ready to when our strength is kind of failing a little bit. Hallelujah. And God will send somebody past to give you a Holy Ghost handshake and say, hey, put some gas in the car.
That's right.
Hey, put this on the gas and let your bill.
I know that's right.
And you wondering like, he wondering, I don't even know how in the world they know where to turn off. No. God knows.
Oh, God.
That's why we need to speak things out of God. Speak it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. At one time I used to think I saw a whole lot of crazy people. I didn't know about the earpiece. You have an earpiece in your ear and you're talking on your phone. I didn't know. But I'm thinking like, a lot of crazy people out here. because I was seeing them walking in the mouth with you, typical. I was thinking like, I didn't see them holding up a phone. Because sometimes you see them holding up a phone like this. But at one time I didn't see them holding up no phone, so maybe they had the earpiece in the ear. But you know what? But now I'm the one, and thank God we're wearing a mask in there because I put my mask up with this. But my mom underneath is just going, I'm just talking to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then, you know what, when I go out the house and I don't have a mask on, and the mask may be in the car, but you know what, I'm praying, and I say, you know what, I don't even care if somebody think I'm crazy. They don't know if I got an earpiece in my ear, and I'm talking on the phone.
Yeah.
I look down on the earpiece, but I'll be praying. So if they looking at me, they think I'm crazy or whatever. They may think, she must have a phone in her pocket. She's talking on the phone. No, yeah, right. I'm talking on the phone all right. My phone line is I'm talking to the Lord. And I'm walking and talking with Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But young people, everybody, yet will I trust you.
Yes!
And yet will you trust him. You have to put your foot down and say, no matter what wind blows, how strong the wind may blow, it may, toss and turn, but I'm going to break.
Hallelujah.
Be like the palm tree
The wind may take it all the way down, but it ain't gonna breathe. Hallelujah. When the wind stops blowing, it's gonna pop right back up.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So saints of God, be encouraged. Be encouraged to live for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And watch God bless your saxon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's all he wanna see. He just wanna see that you wanna trust him. Like, hey, you wanna trust me or not? I mean, it's a done deal. We know it is. Because the word of God says that when we pray, he hears us. Hallelujah. We have confidence in our prayers because we know the Lord hears us. Hallelujah. It's just a waiting. It's just a waiting, so we can wait 9 months for a baby. Hallelujah. Because we see something growing. We see it. We see it. We see it. But sometimes when you waiting on the Lord, you don't see nothing going on. You just gotta trust him. Just gotta trust him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Keep on trusting the Lord, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
I thank God for the pastor's corner on today.
Oh, bless your name.
And I thank God for the Holy Spirit because our pastor Peach is not finished.
Hallelujah.
Because, I need to share this. Some of you don't know this. But when I got married,
hallelujah.
4 months after I got married, we moved into this house.
Amen.
And it's almost 27 years.
Yes. Hallelujah.
On a Thursday,
yes.
Amen.
We were supposed to have settlement for this house.
Yes.
And I was trying to get some money because we needed $1,000+.
Hallelujah.
To take to settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And we already had a bunch of money, but we needed $1,000+
uh-huh.
more.
$1,100 more. Yeah.
And I called my wife, she's working at Box Recreation. I said, honey, I don't try. I haven't been able to. I think maybe we should postpone the settlement. She said, no, that's all right. But we'll go anyway. And I said, I don't have the $1,100. She said, that's all right. We'll go anyway. And she hung up because I was at work, too. I worked for the state. And I went to the a lunchroom, and I sat down and said, maybe she didn't understand what I said. So I called her back. I said, honey, I need to explain this to you. I don't have the $1,100 or whatever it was to take to settlement. So she said, oh, that's all right. We're going anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for this woman. This woman.
Hallelujah.
I went anyway.
Yes, yes.
And then God just dropped in my spirit, told the owner, said, sir, if you give me a 10-day note for the $1,100, we'll have it for you.
Yes.
And one of the daughters, you know, you got nice daughters, and then you got the evil daughter. The evil daughter, hopefully she's saved now. No, don't give it to him. No, they just throwing a game on you. The father said, these are nice people. Give them the keys. That's a done deal. And even our real estate broker said he had never seen that happen before. And let's see, this is on a Thursday.
Yeah.
On a Saturday, we gave the $1,100 in cash to him.
Amen.
2 days, not 10 days.
Yes.
2 days. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, yes. If you put the dots on the page,
yes.
God will connect the dots.
Amen. Yes, yes.
And
yes.
He'll put a
hallelujah.
Wonderful woman
hallelujah.
In your life. If you're a man, a woman, he'll put
hallelujah.
A wonderful man in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
The two of y'all can do more together
yes.
than one of you by yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And
glory,
now,
glory, glory.
The one thing, the Holy Ghost brought it back to my attention. I don't know. I believe it was the Holy Ghost. Did we do housekeeping suggestions?
No, we haven't.
Did y'all keep notes?
Hallelujah. It's all right.
They got the Bibles.
Hallelujah.
Those in Radio Land, go get your hopefully you're used to us now. Go get we're going to take communion in about 2 minutes.
Hallelujah.
So go get the communion elements.
Hallelujah.
And if y'all want to join us for morning worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a conference line that
you
can call.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's 720.
Hallelujah.
527.
Yes.
5952.
Yes.
Access code 103-4545.
Yes.
Again, that's at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
Set your alarm.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Set your alarm.
Hallelujah.
For 6:55.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And
thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then call 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545. Today we had two sermons. One by Pope Pamela. And one by Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
And then really we had three. One by Elder QB Stevenson.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We had a time this morning.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I need to ask you a question, Pastor Peaches.
Yes,
sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm keying up a selection.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I can get it, I'm going
to
get it.
Yes, hallelujah.
I need to ask you a question, though.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. God. Shall I be good?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
What time is it?
Oh, hallelujah. Holy communion time.
Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals.
Oh, yes.
It's the meal that gives life. Do I have nobody moved. Somebody took my podium, and they didn't bring it back. Who did that? I search everybody. See if they got my podium in their back pocket. Okay.
Hallelujah.
It's coming back. Oh, the boomerang. I don't see how you can get in the room while he's asking words. Well, we calling more people into the kingdom because many hands make a heavy load right.
I forgot when I went outside.
That's all right. Praise the Lord. Pastor Peaches. All those that are still asleep, say amen. Okay. Catch nobody. All those that are awake, say amen.
Amen.
All right. One time I think we did say
last week somebody.
Well, it was several weeks ago. I said that all those that woke up this morning say amen. And then I say all those that didn't wake up this morning say amen. And Minister Jerry said amen. In the text on today, it says to examine yourselves. And we do just that. And so, Lord, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word today, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We examine ourselves and we comprehend. Be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Isaiah 53:5 says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes, we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And Revelation 1:5b says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Yeah. In the word of the Lord today, it says, in the text, it says, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. Mm-hmm. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. That means, blessed be God, the Lord. We're taking communion worthily. Because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves.
Yeah.
Strength to ourselves.
Yeah.
Healing to ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
Life to ourselves.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 55:11. Hallelujah. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word today.
Thank you, Lord.
There's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, Mother of us,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah. We thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Thank you, Lord. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3 says, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, shit, Katie. Hallelujah. Well, that's your voice, shake it. So we thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From the top of our head to the toes of our feet. From inside our mouth, and we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now. Cancer is disappearing.
Yes,
yes. Tumors dissolving, crucial, brother. New knees, new kidneys.
Thank
you. High blood pressure coming to normal. Glucose levels coming to normal. Bloodborne pathogenic diseases disappearing. Arthritis disappearing. We thank you, Lord. Depression disappearing. Viruses and colds disappearing. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
for healing, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God.
Yes, yes.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
But it ain't able to
shake, take it. Thank
you, thank you, thank you. Matthew 15:26.
Thank you.
1 John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. And Psalms 100. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to be saying thank you.
Thank
Jesus,
you,
right
Jesus.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord,
thank
for the
Lord.
Healing right now.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we remember you. We thank you, Lord. And on the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took all clothes and cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
What are your voice up there?
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
It always covers the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers the doorposts and lintels of our homes.
Thank you.
Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 7:15.
Thank you, Lord.
Isaiah 43:26. God, you said, God, you said to bring you into remembrance what you don't say, Lord, that we may be justified.
Amen.
Yes. So God, you said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases, legions of the world shall overtake you. They may come knocking at your door, but they won't overtake you. Because I have seen the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. As we travel and vehicles throughout the land as we worship, pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the Tishbite, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to north, makes the north, brings to nil, reverses, delivers, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And we thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, our family, and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verses 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. Come on now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, leading clean spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Pastor teachers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You still over there?
Yes, sir. Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
I need to ask you a quick question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God. What hallelujah. Time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Baby.
Hallelujah. Well, blessed be God. Be but some at those now.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of stuff I have. Use it for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, fill with the Holy Spirit on today, glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, I ask you that you would give hallelujah the harvest of the seed sown. Give back 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, I thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, we curse you from the root and command you to be down in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. We bless your name today in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
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 Amen. Pastor Peaches, I thank you, Brother B, the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
The addresses.
Yes.
Yeah, hallelujah. Go to that. You got your pens and your pencils and your paper, your scroll ready or whatever you're going to use. Oh. Jesus. Go
hallelujah.
Ahead, Pastor Peaches.
Proverbs 23:7. Philippians 2:5. Galatians 5:22-23. Isaiah 40:13-14. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 30 through 32. Colossians 3, verses 10 through 17. Galatians 4, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Hebrews 11, verse 6, and James 1, 22, and 25b.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how many was that.
I know I heard some snickering over there. But that's all right. Because it's the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There was a man named David.
Hallelujah.
And he was sent here by God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody paying attention?
Yeah.
And you may hear this again.
Thank you, Jesus.
There was a man named David.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Sent by God.
Yes.
Now, he had a different assignment.
Thank you, Lord.
Than most other people.
All right.
David, this David, was sent to the earth to fulfill a scripture in Proverbs. Proverbs, where you hear full quoting about Tatabadi. Oh, Lord. There's a scripture that says, a merry heart doth good like a medicine. In some versions it says, laughter doth good like of medicine.
Amen.
This David, his actual name was David Rodney Cohen. And he was born November 22nd, 1921.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to his home October 5th, 2004. Now, let me just, that's foundation. Let me just tell you, you've got two types thinking that you really do. You got positive and you got negative. Electricity, you got a positive and a negative. Other things, you got positive and negative. Hallelujah. We as humans were designed to receive positive. You know, God wired us to, you know, to help heal ourselves, to dominate the earth, to flow in a positive vein, to love him, to cherish God. But then there's a negative. And this David that I'm talking about, say, well, okay, I'm going to do something different than other entertainers. They talk about sometimes the positive. I'm going to make a career, I'll make people laugh doing the negative. Now, we got to understand that positive thinking gives health, wholeness, strength, healing, and comfort. Negative gives you all kinds of stuff. Disease, infirmity, depression, all that kind of stuff. And God said, look here, I'm going to turn this thing to make people make fun of negative thinking. Because it's really not helpful. So David went into show business as a comedian. And his catchphrase, and y'all gonna know who I'm talking about when I say it, I don't get no respect.
Oh,
Rodney Dangerfield. You hear you gonna say stuff like, when I was born, the doctor slapped my mother. When I was born, the doctor cut the umbilical cord and hung himself. Shut all kinds of crazy stuff like that. And you say, well, that's funny. But you know what? There are a lot of people who do the same thing. Instead of thinking about the positive, they get hooked up on the negative. If it breeds, it leads in their mind. If it hurts, that's what's coming first. They don't understand that God is a positive God.
Yes, he is.
He said in Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2, look here. If you do what I say you're going to do, if you do it, I'm going to bless your socks off.
Mm-hmm.
And you look out the window, the socks are walking down the street. You know, bless your socks off.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peters.
Hallelujah.
I done set the table. You better read the first scripture.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 23:7. Hallelujah. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee.
Let me share this with you. The title of today's message is There's Power in Positive Thinking.
Yes.
To neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
There's power.
There is power
in positive thinking.
In positive thinking.
There is power in positive thinking. See, somebody says, my world is all messed up.
Mm.
This is not going right. This is not. Do you know, our world is a reflection of how we think.
Yes.
Wow. Read that scripture again so y'all can really understand it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you,
girl. Come on.
For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Stop. You don't have to go no further.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your world is what you think.
All right.
You better start thinking good stuff.
Amen.
About yourself.
Amen.
Positive self-talk. You're going to start thinking good stuff.
Amen.
I am blessed. I am healed. I am whole. I am talented. Shout out of the Lord. You wonder why I keep on talking about the family daily confessions? Because one of these days, you're going to say, you know,
hallelujah.
I feel that in my spirit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's power.
Yes.
If I see, your thoughts are real things.
Amen. Amen.
We're wired for positiveness.
Yeah.
They're actually engrams and all kinds of stuff that are in your brain.
Yeah.
That positive stuff can just hook up to.
Hallelujah.
And you'll feel comfort, relaxation, at ease, stress levels go down, blood pressure go down, all kinds of stuff happen positively.
Mm.
But don't you start thinking, marinating, sauteing, ruminating, meditating on the negative.
Mm.
Headaches, migraines, postnasal drip, vertigo, hallelujah, glory to God, yeast infections, all kinds of stuff. If it's coming around, you're going to catch it, glory to God. It's almost like, I used to tell folks, when I go by a bakery and I take a sniff, I gain 5 pounds. That's funny, but folks do that when they think negative. You attract what you think about.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Y'all got to understand it. That's why I've been working on this. I've been working on this for a while for you to start thinking good stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mother Chaka.
Yes.
Start saying good stuff.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes.
There is power and positive thinking. Because your thinking will determine what you say.
Amen.
What you think and what you say will determine what you do.
Yes.
Everything you think, everything you say, everything you do are seeds that are planted in your garden.
Amen.
You got to watch out here.
Amen.
What you say.
Yes.
And see, that's why I tell folks, look here, don't you kill me. Don't describe what the devil is doing. I know what the devil is doing. 1 Peter 5:8 says, he's going around like a roaring lion, who we may devour.
to tell me what he's doing.
Hallelujah. And John 10:10 says the thief comes up for what?
The real kill and destroy.
That's what he's doing. Don't tell me what he's doing. I know what he's doing.
Amen.
You tell me what God's doing.
Amen.
Tell me what God has done.
Amen.
What God's going to do in your life.
Amen.
You want to testify? Don't get up and testify and spend 20 minutes on telling me what the devil's doing and then 2 minutes on what God is doing.
There you go.
Amen.
y'all got to get this stuff right.
Amen.
The word of God says in Galatians 5:22-23 that have long suffering, patient, and I'm working on that.
Hallelujah.
I'm not gonna ask God for patience. I'm gonna work on that myself. Because tribulation was patience. God give me patience. Tribulation work of patience. No, you gotta watch out what you say. Oh Lord, humble me. No, don't you say that.
Yeah.
I heard a group sing that song. Lord, come by and humble me, and I never heard them again. I don't know what happened to them.
You know
but I'm gonna tell you this: there's power.
Amen.
And look here, I don't know how many parts this thing is going to be, because I've only dealt with one scripture. Give me another scripture.
Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
See, that's why you've got to have the mind of Christ, y'all.
Yes.
Look, Earl Bear's mind will mess you up. Y'all know that. Y'all gotta know that. If you read it in my books, you know. Yeah, you gotta imagine that. Lord Jesus. But I'm gonna tell you something. Look here. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's the mind of Christ. Good. Go to the next scripture.
Hallelujah. I gotta start moving. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 5:22-23.
No, the mind of God. You say, well, what's the mind of Christ? Glory to God.
But the fruit of the Spirit.
Say what?
Is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, spirit. Against such there is no law.
Nothing can stand against that, y'all.
Amen.
The mind of Christ.
That's right.
There's power and positive thinking. Look at the mind of Christ. My goodness.
Yes.
Kings are going to have to bow to you.
Yes.
Watch out now. You heard? I'm going to do another scripture because I'm going to get stuck here.
Isaiah 40:30-14. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor has taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding?
Jesus, the mind of Christ.
Thank you.
He's our teacher. Come on now.
Oh, yes.
Through the Holy Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
I mean, oh, come on now.
There's
power and positive thinking, yo.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For your word.
And while she's looking at that, y'all got to understand. I hope y'all keep. Y'all continue to hold on to some of the nuggets that I've said in sermons. What you say, what you do are boomerangs that will come back to you.
Amen.
Amen.
They will come back, however, they will come back multiplied.
Amen.
Positive thinking will lead to positive talking.
Yes.
Positive talking will lead to positive actions.
Mm.
What you say and what you do will come back to you. I actually preached that one day.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come back. It's a boomerang, y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Watch out now. Don't touch that stuff. Cut it up. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Who have known the mind of the Lord?
Come on now.
That
listen
he
to
may instruct him
but we have the mind of Christ.
Come on now, you accepted Christ, that's whose mind you got.
Yes.
You got the mind of Christ.
Go ahead, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
glory,
just,
glory.
We go to the next one. It's important for y'all to understand this.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you can stand up straighter.
Mm.
You're going to walk taller. When you walk in a room, because there's power and positive thinking, it's not just you that's going to see this power you have. You walk in a room, people are saying there's something different about
it's
that.
Right.
That's
right.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but the atmosphere just changed. What happened? Somebody opened a window, something happened here. The anointing of the Lord just walked in the place.
Hallelujah.
Shall call it up on
something.
You are the anointed of the Lord. That's why he charges you. You are called glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Pope Pam.
Hallelujah.
We are not an afterthought of God. We are not an also ran. You know what an also ran is? You know when you have a race and the first and second place and third place and then everybody else, they also ran. They don't mention them. You understand what I'm saying? You're not an also ran. You're not an afterthought of God. You were planned before the foundation of the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
God told Jeremiah, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you and made you a prophet to the nations.
You
had your plan always.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Isaiah 46, verses 10 and 11 says, look here. I know the ending from the beginning, hallelujah. And when I look set up, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Amen, amen.
Did you get the next
Colossians 3:1-3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Y'all got to stop looking at what you can see with your eyes.
Amen.
Glory to God. We used to get newspapers every day. We don't stop that. You used to look at the news all the time. Let me go to the 11 o'clock news, the 10 o'clock news, and the 6 o'clock news, and the 6:30 news. Or the news. Let me go to the news channel. No! I want the good news channel.
Yeah.
I want the good news club. Yeah. I want the good news club.
Hallelujah.
What else did J.K. say, Mom, I'll stop talking about that. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 4:30-32.
Huh?
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
Come on now.
Whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Come on now.
Let all bitterness,
mm-hmm,
and wrath,
mm-hmm,
and anger,
mm-hmm,
and clamor,
mm-hmm,
and evil spirit,
mm-hmm,
be put away from you,
uh-huh,
with all malice.
Mm-hmm.
And be ye kind one to another,
mm-hmm,
tender-hearted,
mm-hmm,
forgiving one another,
mm-hmm,
even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
I'm going to tell y'all something. When we don't think positive, we need the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
We got, you know, and I got to, sometimes stuff happens to all of us. Life happens to all of us. The good, the bad, and the ugly goes around in circles, comes again. Good, bad, and the ugly goes around in circles, comes again. Good, bad, and the ugly. Life happens to all of us if you're still on the side of the dirt. So sometimes, in a moment, oh, Jesus. But then you think about the goodness of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And all he's done for you already.
That's right.
Glory to God. All of a sudden, that gloom and doom starts disappearing.
Amen.
I'm not saying it's not going to come, but you can chase it away from you.
Yes, you can.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so what some of us do, we continue to look at the stuff. Is it horrendous? A lot of stuff is horrendous. What? I heard about an earthquake and 30,000 people were killed in an earthquake. That sad, we prayed. Now, I prayed a little, you know, but I know what the word says. That's a sign the end is approaching.
Mm-hmm.
And we better be positive what we do. We better watch out what we say.
Amen.
Cause Jesus is soon to come.
Yes, he is.
Do not meditate, focus on the negative.
Amen.
Negative stuff will kill you.
Amen.
Depression will kill you.
Amen.
Poison will kill you. Hatred, bitterness, and wrath will kill you.
Amen.
Strife will kill you. Anger will kill you.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will. Go to the next scripture.
Colossians 3:10-17. And have put on the new man.
Come on now.
Which is renewed in knowledge after the...
Wait a minute. Stop right there, please. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You said, well, how can I have a positive mindset? Go ahead, start at that verse again.
Which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him.
Go back to the first part. Go back to 10.
And have put on the new man.
The new man.
Which is renewed in knowledge.
It's not right there. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, we're born again. We're a new creation. We're a new man. We don't act the way we used to act. If you still act the way you acted 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I told one person that they were babe, and they got upset. Don't call me a babe. And they were. They were. Because they still acting like they acted 20, 30 years ago. They're still coming out their mouth what somebody did to them 30 years ago. 20 years ago. And God said, I'm going to forgive you like you forgive others. And you have forgiven us. You're grieving the Holy Spirit. He gave me the opportunity. I brought to your table. Okay, here's a box full of nothing. Here's a box full of $10 million. Here's a box full of $20 million. Which one are you going to take?
$20 million.
But they take the box of nothing in.
Nothing from nothing, what?
Nothing. You see, all those that can change what has happened in the past, raise your hand.
Nobody.
I can't see nobody's hand up. I got my eyes closed. You got to understand it. I haven't seen the time machine yet. Because if there was a time machine, God allowed me, I'd go back and on those big mistakes that I make, lower tier, I would just change it, but then it might change my present. I just have to say, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I forgive everyone and everything they've ever done to me. I forgive myself, and I'm moving on. Glory to God. Go ahead, finish reading.
Well, there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another.
Yes.
If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Mm.
And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. Perfectness.
Mm-hmm.
And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's power in positive thinking.
Yes, it is.
And when you think negative, you're not doing that to God. What are you doing? You're not praising and worshiping God, thinking about, the milkman drank my milk and left the empty bottle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did UPS guy deliver my television to the wrong house?
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. I'm not just glorifying God. I don't know if he's looking at that real hard and glorifying God. But what may glorify God is you forgiving them for the mistakes and giving them opportunity to correct their mistakes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, look, I'm going to have mercy on you. I'm not going to shoot you or call the popo. I'm
going
to give you an opportunity to correct your mistake.
Amen.
And that's mercy.
Amen.
You know, and that, and look. But anyway, I digress. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah.
You might go down another act.
Galatians 4, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think we're in a part 2 this one. Hallelujah.
What kind of time are we dealing with?
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Galatians 4, hallelujah.
And 8.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you, Jesus.
We got part 2 coming on with.
Hallelujah. How be it then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no God.
What is it now?
Galatians 4.
Okay, say it again.
It says, how be it then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods.
We acted when we didn't know God.
Mm-hmm.
We acted a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But we know God now.
Thank you, God.
Let's be positive in
Amen.
Our thinking.
Amen.
Positive self-talk.
Yes.
Don't beat up yourself. The devil wants to attenuate you. Attenuate, that's A-T-T-E-N-U-A-T-E. It means to devour you, to make you less than what you are.
Yeah.
You are a mighty man or woman of God.
Yeah.
Shaped in his full of integrity and truth, a mighty thinker in Jesus'
name.
Amen. You are all that in a bag of chips.
That's right.
And I want you to understand that. Act like you know that.
Amen.
That's why we do the family daily confession, so you can get that in your spirit,
Amen.
Who you really are.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
For what we shared already. We thank you, Lord, for part 2 happening on Wednesday.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for what our hearts have heard, our ears have heard, and our hearts have felt.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for your word. We stand in your word flat-footed, oh God.
Yes.
We don't lean to our own understanding, but we lean on you and
yes.
your understanding and the revelation that your Holy Spirit gives to us. So we thank you, Lord, for those who have heard the word for today and receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We bless your name. We glorify your name. We honor you in Jesus' name. And the church said,
Hallelujah.
At this time, Pastor Peaches.
Thank you, Jesus.
You could share it at this time.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thought I heard Prophet Cynthia.
Right here.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless Hallelujah. Let's give God a hand for Prophet Cynthia. And
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I heard another voice over here.
Hallelujah.
There was another voice I hadn't heard.
Is it Tiffany?
No, she isn't in the house.
Yes.
Oh,
how are you?
Oh, hallelujah.